Good morning.
When people walk into the municipal building, what can they expect to find?
They can expect to find what looks like a photo exhibit focusing on 10 different veterans from World War II all the way up to the current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And to go along with these photo essays about these 10 different veterans, they've got audio players where they'll hear a short documentary, which is each one of the veterans talking about their experiences, reflecting on the meaning of those experiences for themselves, and telling them their stories really in their own words.
And what may seem remarkable to people who come is that these stories are all around us all the time, and they're inside people that we encounter every day, but may not think of as remarkable or having gone through anything like war.
Across the board, everybody who I, every one of the war veterans, and there were so many that I talked to and we talked to who didn't end up being included in the project, you know, it's the kind of experience that just fundamentally remakes who you are and remakes your worldview. And I found that everybody who shared this common bond found real meaning and found that they had been reshaped by it.
And in fact, one of the veterans said that they wouldn't want to do it again, but they would not have wanted to not have that experience.
Yeah, that was a gentleman from Milwaukee. He was in World War II. He was in a bomber navigator and shot down, taken as prisoner by the Germans in World War II. And he spent a long time in a prisoner of war camp in Germany. But actually when he got back, it wasn't the kind of thing that he talked about with his family. He didn't really talk about it with his kids, with his wife, but it absolutely remade his person in all the ways that you would think it had, and also in surprising ways.
Ben Calhoun, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.